Welcome to Gemara Markings, Daf Yomi, Tosfos Shiur, Brachos, Daf Mem, Vav. Don't forget to click on the Daf to view today's marked Tosfos using the popular Gemara marking system similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you're not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. We turn to the top of Daf Mem, Vav, the first Tosfos on the page. This Tosfos is a comment on the Gemara involving a celebration made by Rabbi Avo in honor of the healing, the regaining of health of Rabbi Zera, a get-well party, if you will. And the issue came up of who should lead in the Birchas Hamotzi, who should break bread, who should recite the motzi and divide out the pieces, and also who should lead in the Birchas HaMazon. So when Rabbi Zera entered, so Rabbi Avo offered the guest to lead in the HaMotzi. Rabbi Zera said, but don't you hold that the Baal HaBayis is the one that is supposed to lead in the HaMotzi? So, upon hearing that, so Rav Huna of Bavel, Rabbi Avohu, in fact, did so and led in the Hamotzi. The Tosfos says, Lo Sovel Mar Da Omar Rav Huna bin Bavel, and Rav Huna bin Bavel was quoted in the Gemara. That's by saying that the Botzea is Mevorech. That regarding the Birchas HaMazon, when Rabbi Avo said to Rabbi Zera, well, why don't you lead in the Birchas HaMazon? So Rabbi Zera said, but since you, Rabbi Avo, did the breaking of the bread, the Hamotzi, so you should be the one to lead in the Birchas HaMazon. Rabbi Avo, on the other hand, figured that there is a rule taught by Rabbi Yochanan, name of Shimon Bar Yochai, that the visitor, that the guest, is Mevorech. So you have two schools of thought here on who leads in the Birchas HaMazon. So the Tosfos says, Mihu yesh li yashev hani trei lishni. One can resolve these two versions, or two teachings. To Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan's rule that was the oreach is mevorech, that the guest is the one that leads in the benching, the birchas hamazon, kishabal bayis mesiv imohem, when the host is sitting with them at the meal, valaihu botzea, it's clear then he should lead the hamotzi, and the Gemara gave a svara for that because he will give out generous portions. The Reach Mevorech, and the guest says the Birchas HaMazon, because in that way he will bless, offer a prayer for the benefit of the Baal HaBayis. Avol, Kishein Baal HaBayis Mesev Imohem, in the event that the Baal HaBayis is not there, then HaGodol Shebohen Yaseh HaMoitzi, then the leading person, the greatest of the people that's in this group, shall lead the Hamotzi, the Gam Hu Yevorech Birchas HaMazon, and he too will be honored with the reciting of the Birchas HaMazon. So both approaches that the Gemara suggests can be fulfilled when the meal is in the presence of the Baal HaBayis. So then we follow, as we said, the Baal HaBayis does the Hamotzi and the guest does the benching. And in a communal meal where there is no individual who is the host per se, then the leading person does the Hamotzi and the benching. The next place is An Heichon Birchas HaZimun V'chulei. Pirush Rashi, we should point out the Gemara had a discussion as to up till what point is that which is considered the Birchas HaZimun. And in the Gemara, we saw machlokis between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman said until Nevorech, and Rav Sheshes said until Hazon. So according to Rav Sheshes, the Birchas HaZimun took in the first bracha of the Birchas HaMazon as well. Now, what practical of what practical value is there in knowing this issue of ad heichon birchas hazimon, until where does birchas hazimon continue? So Pirush Rashi, Tosfos opens up with Rashi, says mamtin ad hazon, v'hazon bichlal. So that if someone has to stop his meal on behalf of a zimun, so he has to stop his meal and wait for the zimun to be recited, which will continue till the birchas hazon. And furthermore, if there are only two people, so it will not be said, whatever we call birchas hazimun. So the shita that is of Rav Sheshes that says ad hazon, that means hazon is included, and shnayim einum mevorchim hazon. According to Rashi, if you have only two people where there is no zimun, so they will not say birchas hazon. Tosfos does not. Tosfos takes exception, and there are a number of questions, and we've highlighted these questions with triangles. One, v'lo nehira. It doesn't appear to be the pshat. The birchas hazon d'oraisa, the first bracha birchas hamazon that we call birchas hazon, that's a Torah requirement. The ein yachid poter mino, and if someone is eating with his friend or by himself, it's you can't say that he's exempt from that. The oid, another question. Ha kaimalon k'rav sheshes be'isuri. We hold like Rav Sheshes in matters that are of isur v'heter, as opposed to, let's say, dine momenus, money matters. Ulididei yachid oimer shnayim. According to Rav Sheshes, it would come out that if someone is by himself, so he'll be saying only two brachos, because hazon is part of birchas hazimun, so he'll be only saying birchas haoretz and birchas bonei yushalayim. Uvechol duchta nokat sholosh brachos. And wherever birchas hamazon comes up, it's always referred to as a three bracha prayer. Three bracha meaning on a Torah level, besides the fourth hatov v'hametiv. The dochak lomar delo mayri elo b'yesh zimun l'rav sheshes, and it's hard to say that when the Gemara refers to birchas hamazon as being made of three brachas, it's only talking about a case where there is a zimun. V'oid demaisin b'chol yom diochid mevorach shalosh brachos, and furthermore, we always find an individual saying three brachos, even though he is by himself. The oid, furthermore, de midesanyo lekamon bepirkin uveirachto zu birchas hazimun. When we find later in the perek where the Gemara cites the pasuk from the Torah in which the birchas hamazon is found, and it breaks down the pasuk by saying that the word uveirachto is an allusion to birchas hazimun. Es Hashem Elokecha zu birchas hazon. The kosher, the Rav Sheshes Yoimar, according to Rav Sheshes, then that source should have said, Hazon zu birchas hazimun. In other words, in what it actually says is that, it says, Obeirachto zu birchas hazimun, and Es Hashem Elokecha zu birchas hazon. But hazon is part of birchas hazimun, according to Rav Sheshes, the way Rashi explains things. So, we have then a series here of four questions that are raised if you accept Rashi's explanation of Shitas Rav Sheshes, namely that the Birchas Hazimun includes the first bracha of Birchas Hamazon, and a Yochid would not say that. Lochein Yesh Lefarish. Therefore, Tosfos offers his approach, and we're calling this a long answer. And you can see we have a tuf that's encircled with a vertical dashed line descending till the end of this Tosfos, where he gives his approach. So, therefore, we have to explain Dekoi Ad Le'el. The Lashon in the Gemara of Ad Heichon Birchas Hazimun is a throwback to something mentioned earlier, Deko Amar, where the Gemara had said Echod Mafsik L'Shnayim. If three people are eating, and two people want to say Birchas Hamazon and one wants to continue eating, so the ruling is that one stops for the benefit of two. Uboi nami, and in this context we ask, Ad heichon tzorach lahamtin, ad shivorchu hashnayim. How long must he wait till he resumes his meal? How much How long must he delay while these two are benching, are saying Birchas HaMazon? And the reason, of course, he's waiting is because he is participating in their Zimun. So the answer to that is, number one, Ad Nivorech. That would be Rav Nachman's approach. And Rav Sheshes Omer, Ad Shigmru Hazon. He has to wait until they finish the first Bracha of Birchas HaMazon, Birchas HaZon. Umisham Ve'elech Yochel HaYochid Lechol. And from that point on, the individual who had stopped for the two can now resume his eating. Not his waiting till Birchas Hazon is not because that is part of the Zimun. It's obvious that even if he were alone, he would have to recite that bracha. And Birchas Hazon would start with Hazon. So why is he waiting as someone participating in a zimun? Why is he waiting till the end of Birchas Hazon? Elo mishum dekevan dinavorech eino bracha. The opening passages that constitute the zimun itself are not an actual bracha. It doesn't have the bracha form. It doesn't have Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam in it. So, since Nivorech is not a bracha, Eino Omra Levada, it's not sufficient that it is said by itself. Ela Yigmar Imo Gam Birchas Hazon Chi Bracha. In order to, we'll say, to give it more body, so we want the one waiting to listen to not only the opening lines that we call the Zimun, but also the first bracha of the Birchas Hazon itself. Vahashto Nicho Dekaimolon Shapir Kurav Sheshes. And now it's everything is fine that we hold like Rav Sheshes. Ukapirush say Itmar Yerushalmi, and this explanation is also found in the Yerushalmi. So just to review, Rashi's pshat in Ad Heichon Birchas Hazimun was until how far is Birchas Hazimun, and if there are not three, so it won't be said. Tosfos did not like that pshat, because according to that pshat, you're basically saying within Rav Sheshes that Birchas HaZimun includes Birchas HaZon. And we find all over, Birchas HaZon is something that a Yochid would say. So Tosfos explains, Ad Heichon Birchas HaZimun is one who is stopping his meal for the benefit of two. How long must he delay listening to their Birchas HaMazon until he can resume eating? And so to that, Rav Sheshes will tell you, he has to delay until the Zimun reciter says not only the Zimun, but also the first bracha of Birchas HaMazon. But that in no way precludes Birchas HaZon as being something necessary to be recited by a private individual anyway. The next Tosfos, Ulaman Diomar Shnayim Ushlosha, Kosovar Ad HaZon. This line of the Gemara, this line of Tosfos, in other words, the Dibur Masa of Tosfos, is quoting from a section of the Gemara where we had, after having heard the positions of Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes regarding Ad Heichon Birchas HaZimun, so then we saw two Tanaic sources, and we thought that the two Tanaic sources would indicate that the Machlokas Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman was a Machlokas Tanoim. And then we saw in the Gemara that each one of the Amoroyim, that it is Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman, said that each one of the Tanoim will agree with their respective positions. So in the course of the resolving the Tanaic sources, it was said that Loman Diomar Shnayim Ushlosha, the Tanaic source that said that the Birchas HaMazon is 2-3. So he was the Gemara suggested that that would parallel Rav Sheshes that said that until Birchas HaZon is the Zimun. Upirish Rashi, Shnayim Liochid, that the source that said 2, 3, two brachas are for the individual when he is benching alone without a zimun. Ushlosha, the source that says that in that source that says brachas mazon is made of 2, 3, so the three is characteristic of when you have three people and they all say, end up saying the three brachas. Ulafi Shitaso Piresh Kain. Rashi, in explaining the source, 2, 3, that two is the number of brachas that a yachid will say, is what Rashi explained before when he explained Shitas Rav Sheshes in Ad Heichon Birchas Azimun. The Doichak Godol Hu Kidaprishis. And it's very difficult to accept that pshat, as we explained, as Tosis explained in the previous Tosis Dibra Vassal Ad Heichon. That was the major question that was raised on Rashi's pshat. That to say 2, 3, the source in the Gemara that says brachas mazon are made of 2/3 brachas, and 2 is when a person is benching alone, you're in effect telling me he won't be saying brachas hazon. And how could that be when brachas hazon is a Torah mandated passage? V'oid hayol v'koy abrichasa. Am I, and furthermore, since, in other words, if you accept Rashi's pshat, that it's going, that the source that says 2, 3, but in Hebrew we have to say shnayim u'shloisha, which are numbers in the masculine form, if it is, as Rashi says, it's going on the brachos, the number of brachos that one would recite, am I nokat loshon zocher shnayim u'shloisha? Why does the source quoted in the Gemara use the masculine form, having the minkat loshon nekeva, since brachos are in a feminine form of speech, so the numbers used to refer to brachos, if Rashi were correct, should also be in the feminine form. Should shtayim v'sholosh, as opposed to shnayim u'shlosha. Lekach nira pirushel Rav Alphus. Therefore, the Tosis prefers the shot of the Rav Alphus of the Rif. We should point out, marking-wise, that this is a long answer, and it goes till the end of the Tosfos. So, Tosfos will now present the two Tanaic sources, Shnayim u'Shlosha and Shlosha v'Arba, and explain them his way. V'hochi komar, birchas zimun b'shnayim u'Shlosha b'nei Adam. If you have three people that ate together, you have two, and amongst the people, they don't. Each one knows the entire Birchas Hamazon, but you have a situation where each person knows one bracha. So Laman Diomar Shnayim Ushlosha Kosovar Ad Hazon Klomar Birchas Hazimun Ad Hazon Shemavorech Ad Sof Hazon De Kulo Kebrocha Achas Shel Zimun Hi. That the person that knows the beginning, in other words, he has to say, along with the Zimun of lines, he has to say Birchas Hazon, because Birchas Hazon is like one long bracha with the zimun. Ulahachi komar shnayim oy shlosha klomar lifomim nishlema b'shnayim v'huadin be'echad. Sometimes the brachos will be accomplished by two people, and it could be even one person who, if he knows all of the brachas. Avonokat shnayim l'rabusa, but it used the source cited the number 2 to show how it can be split amongst two people. Upomim b'shlosha b'nei adam. Sometimes the brachas hamazon will be accomplished by three people. She'echad yivorech minivorech ad hazon. One will be responsible from the brachas hazimun until the end of hazon. Vasheni noyde lecha. Vashlishi ad boinei Yerushalayim, and the third person will take care of the third bracha. In other words, each one will say aloud that which he knows, and the others that are there will be yotze. They'll fulfill their Birchas HaMazon requirement. Avol lechatzoyin ein levorech. But however, in parts, in halves of brachas, that won't work. If one of the people that you're counting on to be motzi you in the bracha, if he only knows half the text, that will not work. Avol revi'i loy, but a fourth person, no, that won't be acceptable if you've got a group of people. De nevorech levad lo choshev bracha. In other words, to have the zimun with the Birchas HaMazon divided amongst four people, in order to get to that, you'd have to say, well, the first person will say just the Nevorech without Birchas HaZon. So Tosfos is saying, no, you wouldn't use four people for that, because saying just the opening phrases, Nevorech Shechal Mishalo, that's not considered a bracha. L'kach I efshir l'chalek l'shnayim nevorech v'hazon. Therefore, nevorech and hazon cannot be split amongst two people. So that the expression that said shnayim u'shlosha, it's not a reference to the brachas, but it's a reference to the number of people that will be needed. Certainly, if one knows the entire Birchas HaMazon and the Zimun, so that's the simplest case, he says the whole thing. But sometimes you will need two people, and sometimes you'll need three people. But you won't have a situation that you'll have to have four people, because that would indicate that the Birchas HaZimun is going to be split from the Birchas HaZon, and that won't take place according to this particular Manda Omar. Uman di Omar b'arba, there was another Tanaic source that said Birchas HaMazon is shloisha v'arba, or in the Gemara it said man di Omar shlosh v'arba. We should say shlosha v'arba. Kosavar, the Gemara, the Tosis says Uman di Omar b'arba, you can get to four. Kosavar ad nevorech. That all he will have to say is Nevorech. If a person knows just the Zimun lines and not the rest of the Birchas HaMazon, so his job, he'll be assigned the recitation of the Nevorech, of the Zimun lines. The Nevorech, Choshev Brocha Achaz Bifnei Atzma. According to this approach, those opening lines are considered one Brocha in and of itself. Vazon Brocha Acheres, and the first bracha Birchas HaMazon constitutes a separate bracha. V'hainu ba'arba'a v'sha'arba'a b'nei adam mevorchen oisan. That you could have a situation that four people will be needed to complete the Birchas HaMazon. She'echad yomar nevorech v'sheni hazon v'shlishi noidelecha v'ravi ad bonei Yerushalayim. So the primary difference between the Rashi pshat and the Tosfos pshat is that according to the Rashi, the numbers shnayim u'shlosha were a reference to the brachos of the Birchas HaMazon. According to the Rif's pshat that Tosfos quotes, since the words are in the masculine, so it's a reference to the number of people that will be needed in the event that not everyone knows the entire Birchas HaMazon. How many people? And the emphasis on people will be needed to accomplish the recitation of the Birchas HaMazon with the Zimun. The next Tosfos, Kol HaBrochos Kulon, Poischois Beboruch, V'choismois Beboruch, Chutz, Mibirchas HaPeros, Ubirchas HaMitzvos, Ubrochas Mucha Lechaverto, Ubrocha Achroina Shebekriyashma. The Gemara had mentioned, just as the Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil suggests, the formation of brachas, the proper formation is that a bracha opens and closes with a bracha passage, with these exceptions that were just listed. The Tosfos discusses many different brachas, and we've featured, using a triangle, the different brachas under discussion. V'ha L'cho ha-seder birkas asher yotzar einos mucha l'netilas yadayim. The brocha of asher yotzar is not considered somuch l'chaverta to the brocha of netilas yadayim in the morning. In other words, it is true that the first brocha one recites in the morning, generally speaking, is the netilas yadayim brocha. So, you might ask, well, if that's the case, then the bracha that follows, which is the Asher Yotza bracha, why does it begin with a baruch? Is it not somuch to the Netilas Yadayim? So Tosis is pointing out, not so. And why is it that way? Why is it that the Asher Yotza is not considered somuch to Netilas Yadayim? The Netilas Shaycho below Asher Yotza. Because the bracha of Netilas Yadayim can exist independent of the Asher Yotzar. It's not connected to the Asher Yotzar. There are many occasions that a person says Netilas Yadayim, the brocha of Asher Kishon Zosanu al Netilas Yadayim, without Asher Yotzar. The simplest case would be someone wants to have a meal and he's not involved with relieving his bodily needs. So he says the bracha of al netilas yadayim independent of asher yotzar. Hence, when it comes to the morning, when one does wash his hands and then relieves himself, the bracha of asher yotzar is not associated with al netilas yadayim, and therefore it has to begin with its own bracha. Elokai neshama, amai eino. Posachas b'baruch. The Elokai Neshama passage that we say in the morning, why does it not begin with a baruch? Dina smuch l'asher yotzar v'chulei. It's not attached to the asher yotzar. Kigon im lo bo min hanikovim, diyodov tahoros, ein tzorach l'birchas asher yotzar. Let us say a person did not need to relieve himself, and his hands are clean, so the Elokai Neshama would be recited independent of Asher Yotzar. So you have a passage that does not begin with a bracha, and the question is why? The Tzorach Loimar Hoyol V'Ein Bo Elo Hoydo Be'Almo. Since the Elokai Neshama is only a bracha of thanks, Igno Posachas Be'Boruch. It doesn't begin with a brocha. Umikom akoyim chosemes b'baruch. However, there is a closing brocha there, which why is it? Why is there a closing brocha to that passage? Hoyel ubruch of hoyel ve'aruka ktsas. Since it is somewhat lengthy, v'chein nami tzorach lomar gabi atahu asher. Ad Shiloi Nivra Ha'olam, also a passage found in the early morning Shacharis. We say it is part of the Korbonus section. It is a passage that does not open with a bracha, but it closes with a bracha, and we'll use the same explanation that it is merely Hoidah, and it contains a number of ideas, therefore it closes with a bracha. V'chol hani brachos ketanes kol achas bracha li'atzmo k'damon bi'amo. The list of birchas ha-shachar, asher nosan lasech v'bino, shelo osani goy, shelo osani ovid, that list of brachas we call birchas ha-shachar, they each one begins with a bracha. Are they not somuch l'chaverta? So Tosis explains, each one is really an independent bracha. In the Gemara itself, it says that, well, when one starts walking in the morning, he says, mitzade gover, v'chein kulam, and likewise the others. When one puts on a turban, so he says, Oter Yisrael b'sifara. In other words, each one of the brachas that we are familiar with as brachas ha-shachar that appear in Sidurim as a list of brachas, in their original formulation or their original intention, they were to be recited independently when one engages in a different activity that's relevant to the text of the bracha, he would say that bracha. V'chein kulam, and as we said, that applies to each one of the brachas. The oid and a further rationale for each one beginning with a bracha. Davuk tzaros, they're all short texts. V'havion kebrichas aperos, and in that sense, they're like the bracha that one says over fruits, over food items. Another bracha, yihi rotzoin. The Yehi Rotzon passage, Shetargilenu b'sarosecha v'dabkenu b'mitzvaysecha, l'mi hi smucha. It begins with it begins with Yehi Rotzon, and it doesn't open with a bracha, one would say, and it's not just thanks, but it's a paragraph of requests. So why is it formulated like that? Yom Rabbeinu Tam shehi min habracha. Baruch ato Hashem Hamavir Sheino Me'enoi V'chulei V'tzorech Lomar V'hi Ratzon. In fact, it is a continuation of the bracha that we say Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Me'cholom Hamavir Sheino Me'enoi Snuma Me'afa Poi, and it should be continued with V, with the Vav. There's a letter of connection, V'hi Ratzon Milfonecho Shetagilenu Besarosecho. It's simply a continuation, and therefore it has in effect an opening bracha. Vim Toimar Valo Kol Habrochas Kulon Tzorech Lomar Bechasimosin Me'ein Psichoson Veha Leka. In that particular passage of the Hirotzon, we have a rule in bracha formulation that the closing, the chasima, is supposed to reflect the opening, the psicha, and it doesn't seem to do that. So again, on face value, it doesn't seem to do that. The opening bracha would be that the Almighty removes the sleep from our eyes, and the end is Hagoymil Chasodim Tovim Lamo Yisrael. The Almighty that does acts of kindness to the nation of Israel. So, you know, so then why is that? That we have it having a chasima that doesn't reflect the psicha. V'yesh lama d'shaper havi me'im psicha, somuch l'chasima, me' ha'ma'avir. He says, well, if you look at the text, the closing is a reflection of the opening. The somach lechasimo ika, next to the signing off, we recite the sigmaleni chasodim tovim, and do for us acts of loving kindness. V'hainu gemilus chasodim shekosh baruch hu ma'avir sheinu min ha'adam u'mechadish koichoi. What greater act of loving kindness is there that is done for a person every day that he is enabled to get up and get up with renewed strength? Can amrino b'medrash chadoshim lebekorim b'chulei shu machzir haneshama shlemo shketa b'guf kasher hoisa b'tchila. Person goes to sleep in a state of fatigue and oftentimes stress. Goes to sleep and then wakes up totally renewed, as if he's made anew from the beginning. Afapi shohiso ayefa, even though he was fatigued before he went to sleep. Vahainu kein psichosa, so that the closing of the bracha, the sigmalenu chasodim tovim, baruch ato shem agumech sim tovim loyisrael, blessed be the Almighty that does acts of loving kindness, is a very accurate reflection of the opening bracha of the Lord, the Almighty that removes sleep from our eyes. V'lasoik b'divrei Torah v'harevna, these are the brachas of what we call birchas haTorah. Hakol bracha achasi. It opens with asher kitchanu b'mitzvot and lasoik b'divrei Torah. And it continues, the text continues as one long bracha, v'harevna Hashem Elokeinu. V'tzorech lomar v'harevna. One has to be careful to use the vav in that continuation, indicating that it's connected to the la'asok b'divrei Torah, so that you have an opening text and a closing brocha, hamalamed Torah l'amo Yisrael. V'yishtabach smucha leboruch shomar. The yishtabach that you find at the end of the Psukei Dezimra, which has a closing bracha to it, in which we say, Baruch ato Hashem, Keil Melech Godol, but Yishbocho is Keil Oidei, so then in Flores, Bechim Shizimra Melech Keil Chei Oilomim. That is a closing bracha. So where's the opening bracha? The opening bracha was in the paragraph known as Baruch Sh'omar, where in that paragraph we say, Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Oilom, HaKeil Ha'ov, Rachman Amulo, B'fi Amoy, Meshua, B'for, etc. Now, as a result of that, we're in effect saying that from the Baruch Shomar till the Yishtabach, you have an opening and a closing. Therefore, one has to be careful not to engage in conversation between them. Even though there would appear to be a very great break between them, all of the verses that constitute the Psukei Dezimra, from the Hodu Lashem Kir Bishmoi and all the paragraphs from Tehillim, the Halalukas, and the paragraphs dealing with the what we have called the Vayvorach David and the Shiras Hayam, but all which would appear to be a very big interruption. Mikomokom lo mafsiki. They are not called a hefsik. They're not called a break. Therefore, we have no right to engage in idle conversation between the Baruch Shomar passage and the Yishtabach passage. Ubozen nicho brocho achroino shebekriyas shma. And with this, we can understand also the final brocha of the morning kriyas shma, where we say emes v'yatziv. In effect, that brocha ends with Goal Yisrael. The beginning of the paragraph is emes v'yatziv. He smucho el ahavo v'chul avarabo. The Emes V'yatziv Bracha is a continuation, or it's part of the chain of Smucha L'Chavertos that was preceded by Avo Rabo, that was in effect preceded itself by the opening Bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Yotzer Or Vorei Choshech. Upsuki Kriyashma Lo Mafsiki, the three paragraphs of the Kriyashma that appear between the Avo Rabo, which ends with Baruch Ato Hashem Habocher Ba'amo Yisrael Bi'avo, and then it would continue with Emes V'yatziv afterwards, the Kriyashma being in the middle. Those psukim of Kriyashma do not constitute a hefsik. They don't constitute a break. V'im toimar, you might ask, brocho achroino lemi shehu kori b'toro. That's the asher nosan lonu toras emes. That's the brocha achrona for one who reads the Torah. Amai tzricho l'ftoich b'baruch. Why does that open with baruch ato Hashem alokeinu mecholom asher nosan lonu toras emes? Why do you need the baruch beginning for that? Ha'smucha l'chaverta the brocha rishona. Is it not a smucha l'chaverta? Is it not a continuation of the opening brocha where we said Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melcholam Asher Bocharbonu Mikol Ha'amim V'Nosan Lanu Es Torosoi Baruch Ato Hashem Noisein HaTorah? And then the closing would be able to be said without the Baruch Ato Hashem opening. Namely, the Asher Nosan Lanu Teras Emes wouldn't need an opening Baruch, is it? Because it would be Somach L'Chaverta to the opening Bracha. And as far as the reading of the Torah is concerned, it would be no different than the way we look at the Psukei Dezimrah and the Psukei of Kriyashma that don't appear as an interruption. And if that's the case, so there's no need for an opening bracha when you are dealing, you're an opening to the, an opening bracha to the close, to the chasima bracha. V'yesh loimar. So the Tosfos explains, l'fi shehoyu regilim, shelo hoyu mevorchim. Interim oilim, aliyas. Take, for example, on Shabbos, there's seven aliyas. The original practice was that the interim people summoned to the Torah did not make brachas. Shoylem mevorchim rak harishon, bracha rishona, the first ola would say asher bochar bonu, va'achroin bracha achroina, and the seventh aliyah would say asher nosan lanu teras emes. V'ikahev segodol bein rishon lachron. And there you've got the entire parsha, which is generally speaking much longer than the Psukei Dezimra or the Birchas Kriya or the paragraphs of Kriya Shema. So it's considered a very long break, and therefore there is a need for an opening to the Asher Nosan Lonu Taras Emes. So that in the original formulation, there had to be, we said there was Asher Bracha Bonu Mikol Amin, was a bracha with an opening and a closing to it, and the closing bracha had to have an opening to it because of the great interruption of the parsha itself. So Shuv Shetiknu Shtehen L'chol Echad V'Echad Mishum Echlusu Mishum Yoytzim Lo Zozim Mikoyma. When the later invention or ruling which stated every ole needs to make the brachas, opening and closing bracha, so they would make the same, they would use the same text as the original formulation of the first ole's opening bracha and the last ole's closing bracha, which in fact began with a boruch because of the big gap. The Tosis makes an allusion to why there were brachas made. Each individual would make brachas, and that's because of the nichnosim, the people who would come in late to shul. If they didn't hear the ole making an opening bracha, they would think that you can start Torah without making a bracha beforehand. And the yotzim are people that would leave early. And that's why each oyla had to make a bracha, because people who would leave before the end of Kriyas HaTorah wouldn't realize that there is a closing bracha for Torah learning, for the Torah reading. So therefore, in anticipation of people leaving before the end of Kriyas HaTorah, each individual oyla would make his own closing bracha. We now continue on Omid Beis with the Tosfos at the top, Hatoiv v'Hameitiv. The Gemara here was dealing with the fourth paragraph of the Birchas HaMazon, which is known as Birchas Hatoiv v'Hameitiv. It is a bracha that after you say Baruch Ato Hashem Boinei Bracham of Yerushalayim Amen, then you have this fourth bracha, and it opens with a bracha. Tosfos asks the question, why does it have to open with a bracha? Is it not part of a chain, a continuum of brachas? And we just finished discussing the concept of Smucha L'chaverta. V'ha Toiv Ameitiv, Tosfos V'imtomar, Tosfos asks, "V'amai poisachas b'boruch? Why does that open with a bracha? V'alo smucha l'chaverto hi? Is it not next to the bonei Yerushalayim? V'yesh loymar deniskino b'fnei atzma. It was formulated in isolation. It wasn't formulated. The original text of Hatov Meitiv was not part of Birchas Hamazon. It was formulated in honor of the Haruge Beitar, Bishvil Haruge Beitar. These were people during the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. There was massive execution of Jews in Beitar, and the bodies were left unburied for quite a while, and eventually they got Rishus to bury them, and the bodies had not decayed. So it was a double reason for thanks, hence Hatov v'Ameitiv, two words of thanks or of praise. V'imtomar amai eino choisemes b'boruch. Why does it not have a closing bracha if it opens with a bracha? And you're saying it's an independent formulation, so it's a paragraph that opens, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hakel Ovinu Malkeinu Adirenu, etc. Why does it not close with a bracha? V'yesh lomar mishum dektsara hi. In fact, it's a short bracha, and a short bracha is like Birchas HaPeretz, which are short, singular idea brachas, and therefore there's no need for a closing bracha. Rak shetiknu li'achar kach sholosh malchus v'sholosh gmulois v'sholosh hatovois. The text that we're familiar with regard to the Hatova Meitiv, doesn't seem to be a short text. So Tosis is pointing out that a number of words that we have in there were actually added later on. And he's referring to the three Malchios words. And you can see in the text itself, who hativ, who mativ, who yativ, those are the shalosh hatovos, and the hamelech hatoiv hamativ lakol shebechol yom vayom. These are extra expressions, we'll say, that were put in later. So therefore the basic hatova mativ is a short bracha, which Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hatoiv v'hametiv. That would be a short bracha. But as we said, these other expressions were added later. Now, the next is a v'ne'emon atah shel birchas haftorah, in the closing brachas after the haftorah is read on Shabbos, you see a paragraph that says that has that expression. Ne'emon atohu Hashem Elokeinu v'ne'emonim dvorecha. That section shel birchas haftorah hu min habrocha elyona. It's a continuation of that which appeared just before it, where there was an opening bracha. Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam tzur kol ha'olamim tzadik b'cha adorois, and etc. Shechol dvorav emes v'tzedek. Ne'emon atohu Hashem. It's a continuation. Lochain hu nichtav godol, and old in Sidurim, the word ne'emon is written in big letters, bold letters. Shebiyomim horishonim hoyu regilim lamoy kol hakol v'loimar b'kol rom ne'emon ato. It was a type of instruction for the entire community to stand up and say in loud words this section, Kishohoya Hatinok Magia Sham. When the Tinok, this is the child, very likely a reference to the child who read from the Haftorah, because a child was entitled to read the Haftorah, and he would likely be the one saying these brachos, and when he came to that point, the entire Tzibur would stand up and say these words. So that's why it's Nichtav Godol. The next Tosfos, Lehechon Hu Chozer. So this appeared in the Gemara as a question, and here the issue is, what is it referring to? So Lehechon Hu Chozer, the Tosfos gives what Rashi's pshat was on that particular question, and later you'll see, using the diamonds, different pshatim in appreciating what the Gemara wants when it asks this question. Lehechon Hu Chozer, Pirush Rashi, Dekoi Le'echod Deposik L'Shnayim. In a case of three people eating a meal, one person would have to stop for two people that wanted to leave early, the third fellow wants to continue eating, so the first, the one who wants to continue, has to stop for the two. Umamtin lachir ma'ad hazon, and he waits for his friends until the recitation of the Broch of Hazon. V'heichon chozir la'achas sudoso. So that now, after he, the fellow who stayed behind, finishes meal, where does he go back to when it comes to his birchas hamazon that he needs to recite? So Rabbonan Amri, Lamokom Sheposak, the Rabbonan say, and this was in the Gemara, that he, there was a machloikis in the Gemara, we had Rav Zvid Mishmei Dabaye, said Chozel Rosh, Rabbonan say, Lamokom Sheposak, the place that he left off, that he had stopped. V'ilchusel Lamokom Sheposak. So, where is that, practically speaking? So, if you're going to say that he had waited for the men, the first two fellows, to say the Birchas HaMazon until Hazon, till the end of the first paragraph, and then the third fellow who remained behind went back to his meal, so the remaining fellow, when he comes to say his personal Birchas HaMazon, he'll go back to where he had stopped for them. V'teima d'im kein, hechi ilchisa l'mokim sheposak, how can the ruling of the Gemara be like that? Which would say, well, he goes back to where he had stopped, achri sheochal acharkach, after this guy continued eating, pshita diachsor afilu lehazon, to azon de raisa. Let's go over this point. If Rashi's pshat is correct, what are we in effect saying? We're talking about a guy who had stopped for his friends who wanted a bench. He stopped and waited till Hazon, and that's where he stopped his waiting, and then went back to his eating. So, are you saying then that when he comes to his own Birchas HaMazon, when he eventually finishes his meal, he's going to pick up from there? He's going to say Noide Lecha. And he's not going to say his own Hazon Es Olam Kulo, his own first paragraph? How could that be? This guy continued eating a meal, and the first paragraph of Hazon is Doraisa, and he's not going to be saying it. Al Korchuch Tzoruch Lomar, Dekoi, the Tosis now introduces his pshat, in the question of Lehechon Hu Choser, the Koya Hold Amrinon Liel, that it's going back, it's reflecting back on that which was said earlier, the Hamavorech Oimer, Nevorech Shochanu Mishalo, the Hamasubin, this is back in the opening lines of the Zimun, where the Mavorech would say, Birshus Moranam, I would say, Nevorech Shochanu Mishalo, and then the assembled would say, Boruch she'ochalnu mishalo, uftevo choyinu. Lehechon hu chozer hamavorech la'achar shianu hamasubin. The question is, after they had said, Boruch she'ochalnu mishalo, uftevo choyinu, what does the mavorech, the leader, what does he say? So, Aleph, chozer, l'rosh. Shamavorech Choser V'Omer, according to the Choser LaRosh approach, which was Zvid Mishmei Abaye, he would then go back. The leader would go back and say Nevorech Shalchanu Mishalov Devochinu. For Rabbonan Amri LaMokam Sheposak, he would go back to the last thing that was said, Shomer Boruch Shalchanu Mishalov V'Chein Hilchasa, and that is what we actually do. So that in the meantime, the Gemara's question of Lehechon Hu Choser, Rashi had his pshat. It was referring to one who had stopped his meal for two and he had paused till Hazon. The Gemara rules that you go back Lehechon Sheposak, and that created a problem for Tosfos in appreciating Rashi's pshat. Tosfos then came up with his own pshat. Lehechon Hu Choser is a reference to the Mevorech, and the Gemara that says the Huchasos Lamokam Sheposak, he simply repeats the last thing that the assembled had said. The Haram Me Ivra Piresh. Third pshat, the Koi Ashloish Sheochlu V'yotze Echomem Lashuk. Three people that had eaten together, one person left early, went out to the Shuk, to the public market. Kurimlo Mizamlov, we summon him back and have him form our Zimun. After all, he did eat with them. Liel Nami, Hachi Pirusho, and likewise earlier, we dealt with this ad hechon mokom zimun shitzorach lehu la'oise echad dekoru levioni. How far does zimun go within the context of someone that had walked out early and we called him back? And how much does he need to answer? Ad nevorech. Until nevorech. In other words, until the closing, the end of the first few lines, the introductory lines. Umikan ve'eluch yeluch l'darka ve'enam tzrichim achirim od l'tzirufo. And from that point on, he can go back to his dealings in the market, and they don't need him anymore. As long as he was called back and was present for the responsive reading of the first few lines, that's enough. V'hacha boy, and here the Gemara is asking, la'oisim in ashuk, the fellow who they had called back from the shuk, la'hechon hu chozer. Well, where does he go? Where does he return to when it comes to his birchas hamazon? L'mokom shepasak. Dahainu, l'mor mehazon v'elech u'lamor minevorech. This would depend on the two pshotim that we see in the Gemara. V'hashto nicho delo koshe mehazon, and with this pshat, we don't have the problem that we raised earlier regarding the bracha of hazon. Sharei lo so'ad beintayim. The fellow who had walked out early, he didn't continue eating. Now the issue of how could it be that he doesn't say hazon when he went back to eating a meal, that didn't happen in the case of the fellow that walked out early to the shuk. So he had walked out early to the shuk, apparently not having said any birchas hamazon. They called him back to answer, and then when he now has to sit down to say his own birchas hamazon, where does he pick up from? So for that we have these two pshatim. Either he picks up from nevorech, meaning he'll say the first paragraph because that's all he had waited for, or he picks up from after hazon because he had waited for all of hazon, because that was part of the zimun. Marzutra ikla lebei Rav Ashi, Isra be Milsa. The Gemara reported an incident where Marzutra had went to the house of Rav Ashi, and Isra be Milsa indicates a passing had taken place. A demise had taken place. And this Tosis is referring to a Gemara on the upper few lines of the of our daf, and the issue was what is said in a base ovel. So the Gemara then reported this incident where the brocha that's recited in a base ovel, the text for that brocha was reported in the Gemara. The kavose kaimalon, and we hold like this, the hochi mevorchin, and thusly we say a bracha. And what happens now in the Tosis, there's a long bracha text, and we have that in quotation marks, also using a long point marking to show the length of this. The nun that you see encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Tosis text shows you the length. And thusly is the text of what would be said in the house of a mourner in the context of the Birchas Hamazon. Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hokel Hatoiv Vameitiv, Kel Emes, Dayan Emes, Shofet Betzedek, Velokeach Bemishpat. He is an honest judge who judges according to the law, who takes away people because they deserve to be taken away. That's lokeach b'mishpat, v'sholit b'maisav, and he's in control of his creations. V'anachnu avodav v'amoi, we are his servants in his nation. V'chol nachnu chavim l'hoidos lo, and for everything we have to acknowledge and thank him. U'levorchoi, and to bless him. Godi prosus b'yos huyigdo prosus azois, the one who fixes breaches in the fence of Israel, he should fix this breach. the referring to the death. In other words, to comfort the mourner amongst us, for life and for peace, and then the rest of the Brichas HaMazon text would follow. Now you notice with our markings we had dashed, underlined the word Bamishpat earlier. We have a little arrow to the immediate right hand side of the Tosfos text, so you can align these arrows. You see where Bamishpat appeared. So the Baaluch Gedolos says, don't say Bamishpat. The Kaimalon Bamishpat, we said before, meant that the Almighty will take away people's lives because of the letter of the law. In other words, they deserve to die. And the Bahag says, don't say that, because it at times could actually be inaccurate. The Kaimalon Perek Bamebaimo Yoitza, the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, features the Yesh Misa below Chet, V'yesh Yisurin below Avon. That in the scheme of things, there could be death that's not a result of sin. So to say that he was taken because he deserved to be taken as a result of sinning, that's not true. And there are Yisurin, there are afflictions that people may receive that are not sin-related. Umihu b'kach ein l'mochoko. Tosfos himself, though, disagrees with the Bahag and says that even though that may be true, that's not enough of a reason to delete the word b'mishpat from the text. The next Tosfos, Bizman Shehein Shtei Mitos Godol Mesiv Barosh. This is a reference to the setup of the diners with regard to their reclining beds. So the Tosfos opens up with the Persian way. This was reflected in our markings with the first diamond that you may see a little less than halfway down the page, and then there's a dotted framed section in the Gemara text. So it says there what Tosfos quotes: Bizman Shehein Shtei Mitos Godol Mesiv Barosh Sheni Loi Lamala Himeno. The greater of the two people, when there are two people, so the greater one reclines first, and the lesser one of the two will recline on the bed that is above him, above the first one. What does that mean, above? We're not talking about a bunk bed. Dehainu klape roishoi shemesiv ala mita derech smoil. The people recline on their left sides, on their left hand side. Ulamato mikri derech margoloisov. And when we say below, it means to the feet of the bed that this fellow is lining on. There is the godol. Tahainu mimino, when you're standing, let's say, in back of these beds, you would say, go to the right of the lamala, to the right of it is the next bed. Uboze medaktik Rav Sheshes, and looking at this scenario, Rav Sheshes was questioning the Im Kain, if that's the way they are set up, that you have the they're reclining on their left-hand sides, so that the we'll call it the left to the right-hand side of that bed, meaning the feet of the upper guy is closest to the head of the next guy. Now that next guy happens to be the godol. So Rav Sheshes says, well, if that's the case, the Im Kain boy godol litrutzi kipshutei kishimedabri masheni. When the godol wants to say something to the sheni, to the lesser fellow, how is he going to speak to him? He's going to have to sit up, because otherwise, in a reclining position, so his mouth, his face, his eyes are not looking at, they're not facing the guy who is above him. Above him, we meant, you know, his feet, and this guy, the second guy's feet, are opposite, are next to the greater fellow's head. So in order for the greater fellow to speak, he's going to have to sit up. He's going to have to trouble himself to sit up straight on his bed. Kevon shasheni lemalo himenu, since the second guy is above him. Ulekamen b'masnisa goras, later in the Tanaic source, the girsa is, gadol mesiv b'rosh v'sheni lemato himenu. V'zeo klapi margaloisov. V'hu miminoi. The text in the Brisa has the second guy, the lesser fellow, to the feet of the greater fellow, and in effect to the right hand side, to the right of when you're, if you're standing behind these beds under this, in this setup, since the lesser guy is to the feet of the upper guy, so in effect he is to the right of him, to the right of the upper fellow, the greater fellow. V'oz lo mitritz v'yosiv ki boi l'shtui b'hadi sheni. In that case, the greater fellow can remain in a reclining fashion, and his head will naturally be bent anyway downwards, and he can speak to him freely that way, and the lesser fellow will hear him. The next place is Ein Mechabdin. This has to do with showing honor. When and under what circumstances do people have to show honor one to the other? So the Gemara mentioned that on the road, or on bridges, one doesn't have to show honor to a greater person. When you speak about honor, that means giving him the right of way, letting him go first. V'im toimar, you might ask, the Gemara in Masechah Shabbos relates the following story. Levi and Rav Huna bar Chiya, Havukazli b'urcha. Levi and Rav Huna were on the road. Kodmo chamrei de Rav Huna lechamra de Levi. Now Rav Huna bar Chiya was a lesser individual than Levi, and the donkey carrying Rav Huna went ahead of Levi's donkey, and that had the potential of upsetting Levi. And Rav Huna didn't want Levi to be upset, so boy, Rav Huna la fuke midaite the Levi. Rav Huna wanted to placate Levi. Almo mechabdin bedrochim, from the fact that you see something inappropriate took place, that Rav Huna was the lesser fellow, and his donkey went ahead of Levi's. It shows that on the road you are expected to show honor by giving right of way. So that would run counter to what we're saying now in our Gemara, at the bottom line of the Gemara text, Ein mechabdin lo bedrochim v'lo b'ksharim. So Tosfos establishes rules. The last phrase that we read in the Tosfos before the answer is Almo mechabdin rochim, from the story of Levi and Rav Huna. You see that the road is a place to show deference to one who is greater. Yesh lomar, kishiyotzu l'derech ke'echad mecham drachim. When two people, a lesser person and a greater person, start out together on a trip, so then you are to show honor to the greater person. Avolim kol echad yelich l'darkoi. You have two people that were on their own trips. They happen to meet at an intersection. Upogu zevozeh. They were each on their own trip. A greater person, lesser person. They met at some intersection. And at the intersection, they merged together to go on the same route. So, under those circumstances, since they didn't start the trip together, the lesser person can go first through the intersection onto the path that eventually the greater person will follow him on. With that, we conclude our Tosfos Shiur for today.